Representative Spencer Black of Madison says his bill would get rid of a state mandate that requires residents to give their names when looking up a politician's financial disclosure form. That's a summary of their business dealings, creditors, and investments, and more than 2,000 elected officials in Wisconsin fill them out every year. Representative Black says the current process simply serves no useful purpose.
This can be intimidating to the average citizen who wants to look at an official, someone who might be very powerful, examine a record that they have every right to examine. To have to let that person know their name and that they're looking at that record can and has led to intimidating situations.
People who either don't disclose their name or use an alias can be fined up to $5,000 and serve a year in prison. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says this all has a chilling effect on the public's right to know, and he'll be speaking in favor of Black's bill. He says earlier versions have gone nowhere in past sessions.
The opposition has been under the radar. Nobody's come out and taken ownership for killing this proposal in the past. Nobody's defended it in a public way, yet this change has never been made, and this law has remained the same for quite some time. You know, it's got a better chance of passage this session than in past sessions, but again, we haven't been able to successfully smoke out the opposition.
McCabe and Black agree the legislation can help make elected officials accountable and increase transparency of state government. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.